once emerald ash borers chew their way into your ash trees, there's pretty much only one thing you can do. Crews here have been sawing down and chipping up trees 6 days a week. In some places, crews are cutting down both dead and live trees. Dead trees are a safety hazard. Cutting live trees near infested areas can help contain the beetles. The emerald ash borer is native to China. Scientists think it got in on wood packing crates more than 10 years ago. The ash borer eats through the living part of the tree just underneath the bark. The beetles cut off the tree's water and food supply, so it starves to death. 15 million ash trees are dead or dying in Michigan. Hundreds of thousands are dying in Ohio, Indiana, and Ontario. And it could spread to other states soon. Some cities have been hit really hard. For example, some of the trees in Ann Arbor, Michigan have been dead for several years. Kay Sickenator is the city's forester. She says she's worried about limbs breaking off trees or bark falling off in 80-pound chunks.
There's some terrifically bad ones out there. Nothing will make me happier than when those trees are down, I gotta tell you.
This isn't the first time cities have lost big shade trees. Dutch elm disease almost wiped out American elms in the 1960s and 70s. It's a little ironic. People planted ash trees to replace the elms because they thought ash trees were invincible. That love of ash trees means cities are losing 20 or 30% of their trees, and they're spending millions of dollars to take trees out. Forester Kay Sickenator says her city normally takes out 1,000 old trees a year. Now, she's got 10 times as many trees to cut down.
If I never bumped it up and we just remained with our 1,000 a year, we would never change. Because it would take me 10 years to get the ash out. In the meantime, I'd have 10,000 more dead trees to deal with. Sobering.
Sickenator says the city's trying to get the dead ash trees out as fast as they can. She's contracted 5 extra crews to saw down trees. She hopes they'll be done by the end of the year, but it might be longer. Many homeowners are getting impatient. They're worried about big branches falling on their cars or homes, or worse, falling on their kids. Laura Lee Hayes lives in a cul-de-sac with 4 infested ash trees. She points out a big branch on her neighbor's dead tree.
This whole piece is just laying here. It's like ready to pull off, and there's small children that play in this yard. That's why I look to my city to get over here and get these trees down. There's a real frightening aspect to that.
Hay says she tried to pay to take the trees down herself, but she found out it would have cost more than $1,000. In Indiana, homeowners now have to spend their own money to get rid of dead trees in their yards. State officials say they can't afford to keep cutting down live ash trees to slow the infestation. The state won't be giving money to help cities cut down dead trees either. That could mean the emerald ash borer will spread unchecked. At first, the federal government sent states several million dollars to fight the beetle. But now, the money's just trickling in. In 2004, Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm asked President Bush to declare the state a federal disaster area. That request was denied. Recently, officials in Ohio and Michigan said they'll have to cut back on containing new infestations. These trends worry scientists. Deb McCullough is a forest entomologist at Michigan State University. She says states barely have enough money to monitor how far the beetle's spreading. And she says a lot more money is needed for ad campaigns to tell people to stop moving firewood. The beetle spreads fastest when campers or hunters move infested wood.
You have to look down the road, and either you spend millions of dollars today to try to contain emerald ash borer, or we're going to be looking at losses that are in the tens of billions of dollars in the future. And it's not too distant of a future.
McCullough says if more funding doesn't come in, states might need to have timber sales to take ash out before the beetle kills it. And cities will still be paying millions of dollars to take out dead trees. That means people who live in those cities might see cuts in other programs or have to pay higher taxes. Deb McCullough says the economic impacts are serious, but the environmental impacts could be even worse. She says it's hard to know how wildlife might be affected if we continue to lose millions of ash trees. For the GLRC, I'm Rebecca Williams.